Tells us the way you discover the Oretz that she Hashem lo yikech and lo yisim lecho nachalo yirishto v'yashavta bo to come to the land that Hashem lo yikech and lo yisim lecho nachalo yirishto v'yashavta bo, you inherit it, you recovish it, v'yashavta bo, you sit in the land. And the mitzvah, the Torah goes on to tell, to relate the mitzvah, the chiyuv, the tzivoy, of avot bikurim. V'lokachta me'reishis kol pri ha'adomo, asher tov mi'artecho, sh'mashen lekech lo'isin loch, v'samto v'tenet, shall place all the fruit in a basket, v'lachta l'amokoim asher yifcha asher lekech l'shakim sh'moishom, come up to the land Hashem has chosen to dwell over there. And she'll come to the coin as a year by your mind. You come to the coin that's in that time. Come to the coin and tell him, make the Haggadah. And as we Pasukim further discuss, we call the Mikra Bikurim. And we may go on to say the Ganze Haggadah, Ganze Mikra Bikurim, what it's called. And as we know, in the Haggadah, the Haggadah we say every year on Pesach, we mention the same Nusach we take out from the Torah, the Nusach of Arami Ovid Ovi, Vayir Mitzrayim, the Nanti Sipur. We see a tremendous Vort over here, by side. You saw it Godel for us. Many forms speak about it. But I want to concentrate on, focus on one aspect of it, which is very, very, very important for us to daher, to understand, to know. And certainly at these times, we're holding 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. The key, maybe the one key, Rabbi Yisai, for Rosh Hashanah, to be Zerich HaBedin. You should come and tell the coin asher yeh bayom ma'ayim, the coin that is in that time period. Fact, Rashi, and Rashi speaks out, ein lecha coin asher b'yomecha, it's only the coin that's in your time. Ramban the Mefarshim ask why, what is the taish over here that the Torah has to emphasize the coin that's in your time? We find this expression early in the Torah by a shofet, where they are going to a shofet for a din, so that shofet, avada, when you're going to him, you might feel that he's not on the level, he's not as the shofetim, as the goyim for the previous generation, so we might say, the Torah has to tell you, no, you have to go to your shofet, he might not be the goyim hador from the previous generation, but he's the goyim in your generation. But here, coming to say the mikvah bikurim to the goyim, why does the Torah have to emphasize the goyim? That's in your time. I would think you should go to a coin from a different time. So we asked Ramban, what's a chayach over here? But if we understand the story of Mikri Bikuri, Rabbi said, as an act of Akora Satoiv, as Rashi brings down, She'en Chokov, Anisu Amad, Bekol Rom, She'en Chokov, we toif. That you're not a kof, we toif. that you're not somebody who doesn't know how to show gratitude, you're not ungrateful to what Hashem gives you. If the purpose of the Mikra Bikurin and the whole act of Bikurin is to show gratitude for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come to the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the noisei from everything that I have, that declaration is really to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biyatzmon. V'amartu v'anisu v'amartu v'avosu HaKadosh Yer v'amartu Eilov, speak to Him. Speaking to Him is a matter that Tzivui HaTorah. But the side of the speaking to Him, the side of the Samira, Licht has its base in the midst of a curse at Toiv to show gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since the coin is representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that aspect, I would think that coin has to have unique characteristics. He has to be something special. K'mashmon ein lecha coin elev yomecho zakrashi. That I believe is the taich of Rashi, but what we can learn from this is a meridic. Mikra Bikurim, the parish of Bikurim, is not just a lesson, the first fruits of our trees. Mikra Bikurim is a limut for Agan to Levit. For if a person wants to live in this world and he wants to be successful, and he wants to have simcha, and he wants to have bracha, and he wants to have hatzlacha. It's v'samachta v'chol hatoy. You want to have simcha. You want to have bracha v'chol hatoy. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, going to be tishne shana habo, you'll have bracha v'hatzlacha. It comes from showing gratitude. It comes from being a grateful person. It comes from recognizing the good that Hashem does. Hakoras HaToyv, Rabbi Yisai, is a mistake we mentioned many times. It's not necessarily the expression of Toiv. It's not necessarily the thank you. That's how it comes out, L'maisa, many times. But it's much deeper than that. It's the recognition of the Toiv. And I believe that's the Amkus and the Medrash of this week's Parsha. Zog der Heilige Medrash Tanchuma Ayoyim Azem Hashem Elokecha Mitzav Chalazois Vikitzu Zog Chazal Sofa Moshe Rabbeinu Beruach HaKodesh V'Rosh Beis HaMikdosh Osed Leichorev. He saw that eventually the Heilige Beis HaMikdosh would be destroyed, V'Abikurim Asinu Liposak, and the Bikurim would stop. Moshe Rabbeinu was in a quandary. There's going to come a time that there's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and there won't be any more Bikurim brought to the Beis HaMikdash. What shall we do? What can we do to keep alive the din of Bikurim? Rabbi said, hold on to your seats. Omad v'hiskin l'Yisroel sh'mispalim sholosh pa'amim b'chol yoy. This is for Shmuz. I didn't write the new Medrash of Oisai. The new Medrash was found in some old Roman, some archives. The Medrash Tanchuma says, "Osid Bikurim Liposek." Moshe Rabbeinu says, "What can we do to keep it alive?" Omad v'hiskin loem shalois tefilois bayoy. Tefila is going to keep alive Mikra Bikurim. Because it's chavav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the in of tefillah. Rabbi, the impact of this medrash is amazing, tremendous. Shtei toch a medrash here that the Bikurim had the power of what we're doing for thousands of years when they brought the Bikurim. In that lick, the ganze Yisrael, the Sholosh Tfilas, the Shteit, Omed V'Hizkilah. That means I was Chodim Tzakonish Baruch, the Yisrael of Mikra Bikurim, that when Agid came up with his first fruits, and he brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, he made that declaration, the power of that declaration with the first fruits, meant Tzakonish Baruch so much. And when it was going to the pausing, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do. We'll make Sholos Tfilas B'Yoyim. That will take the place of the Mikra Bikurim. Does make we have a big, big chisor in our tefillah. We don't understand what we're doing in davening, but what is the shaykhis from tefillah to Mikra Bikurim? That the ganze shtickel from tefillah, Rabbi Yisai, is HaKoras HaTorayf. The state the Medrash. What is the mice of Mikra Bikurim? It's the recognition that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tefillah is all about. Person asks, what's tefillah? You only ask the guy, what's tefillah? He doesn't really know, but he never comes to tefillah. But the guy who does come to tefillah, what's tefillah all about? Well, it's something we do here in Yeshiva from 8 o'clock every day till 9. That's Seder we have. I'm usually there. I remember to get up. I come in and I, you know, get something out. Sometimes my voice gets out, you know, to the decibel level that one of my ears could hear it. Not really two ears. One ear can maybe hear it. If I lean it over towards my mouth, then I could get it to hear it. But if I don't lean the ear over too much, it stays a little further back, there won't be any hearing of that feeler of Oisai. Because it's below decibel level. Some hold the dogs hear it. They can hear things on a very hard level, but me, I don't hear it. Mikra Bikurim, says the Chazal, you should express it with a loud voice. Well, what are you expressing? Expressing your loyalty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a recognition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The assertive feels recognition, recognize that if Aino, you bring the food, Hashem. Baruch Aleinu, it's not just a bakasha. We look at tefillah. We're coming in there and we're going to get up on the spot to give us as many things. We want this. Baruch Aleinu, Rifa'edu, Parnasa, this. It's much deeper than that, Rabbi Yisrael. Do you see the tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kal Yochel that can bring that? And that's why we're asking him. Because we recognize deeper that he's been the one who's been giving till now. And whatever we have or whatever we will have, that's all going to come through him. And whatever we want in this world, no matter what we want, only through tefillah, only through asking from him. And if we don't realize, if we don't have that recognition that he's the Kol Yocho, and it only will come from him, we're not going to get it. V'hu sheyigos of techinuch. In this week's parasha, in Mikra Bikurim, of the techinuch of Baruch Kisavot, when he talks about the Yisrael in Mikra Bikurim, Zabdeh Techinuch, what is the aside of the Gansu Mikra Bikurim that everything that I have, everything, it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yisapachazdo, the Yisparuch Aleinu, Val Kol, Am Yisrael, Der Klal, then I go into the whole story of how I have everything and how everything we have of Klal Yisrael is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We go back to the Nisei Mitzrayim. Look at, we were a small, diminished nation, oppressed, 70 people. Look at us today. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. And that's what we start with Yaakov Avinu. V'ach HaShvach mevak, V'ach HaShvach mevakesh melefonav lahasmin habrocha olos. And then we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please continue that blessing. Hashem wants to do chesed. Hashem wants to do chesed much more than we even think we could realize. He wants to give us. He wants one thing. Recognize it comes from me. Realize for one second that it's all for me. That's all I want. You're going to get plenty. Then it's going to speak about my figures of Muslim also. V'hushi yigrom, they say because of Mazen. V'hushi yigrom, that's going to cause the bracha to come. Because that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to have it. He thinks that he doesn't want you to have $1 million if it's good for you or whatever you're asking for. But realize and recognize. And many times when we come to feel, it's not a realization. It's just out of rote. We just say the words, just gimme, 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 gimme. That's what we think tefillah is. Gimme, gimme. It's much more than that. And that's where the tefillah starts off. Hakel, Agodol, Agibo, we talk about the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the recognition. It's all licked in that. the Rafa'enu is victim the Raifa that we speak in the beginning. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Raifa Chayilim, as the Mepharshim would say, that even the Chayil that the doctors have given up on, he is the Raifa Chayilim. And with that recognition of the powers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Mechnoi from the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, when we recognize and we ingrain it in our Moyach, and in our Lev, and in our Gansu being, that he is the Raifa Chayilim, he is the one who supports, he is the one who gives sustenance, then we can ask Baruch Aleinu and everything that comes with it. And then we're moida. That's the Shemoneh Esrei. We all bow individually. We cannot yotze with the shlatz, because that's the moida at the soif that we understand and recognize in our humble way as we bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it comes from you. V'hu sheyikloi. This is going to cause the bracha. All the brachas come from that. And that's the story of Shemoneh Esrei. If you want to try to look for a schus of Reisai, if you want to understand, if you want to walk into Rosh Hashanah of Reisai, no, it's not just turned September 1st. Till September, we don't talk about Elul yet. It's still camp time. We're still on camp time. Change the clocks. We're still on camp time till September 1st. But it happens to be Rosh Hashanah. Next Moshe Shabbos, I don't want to scare anybody, but next Moshe Shabbos is Slichas already. And 2 weeks from this Shabbos, Rabbi said, 2 weeks from this coming Shabbos is a holiday the Jews celebrate. When the apples, they dip the apple into the honey on that day. It's Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi said. Everything is nigzah. And everything that's going to happen this year, and all our tzlochas, and all our panosah, and everything that's going to transpire the coming year, and Klal Yisrael, the whole world, and as us an individual, the kol echad ma'avir l'fono of kivnei moroim, we pass by as individuals, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu nigzor mi yichyo, mi yomois, mi becherev, mi b'maye, mi be'eish. All these things, the nigzor. How are we going to come into it? Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisrael. Still have time, Rabbi. Don't talk about these things too early. Still the summer. Still getting all this summer. Still have my beach clothes on. So the Hiddiki Gemara Shana Tezayin. Omer Av Yitzchak. Kol Shana She Rosha B'Tchilosa. Mr. Sheres Desai. What's the Hama'alech? How can we be successful in Rosh Hashanah of Isai? Kol Shana Rosh Av Yitzchak, I have the Mahalech. I have the sigula. It's not a red strand that you put around your toe, your left toenail, the pinky toe, and tie it to your right thumb, to the right thumb toe. You have a sigula problem walking besides that. But it's not the sigula. That's not going to be sigula. The sigula is not wearing 17 kippahs with a white one on top. That's not the sigula either. So Rav Yitzchak, what is the school of Rosh Hashanah? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kol Shana Shirasha B'Tchilasa, this Asher is the Seif. Every year, that's Rosha B'Tchilasa. That's the Pasuk. Rosha B'Tchilasa. Let's learn Rashi together. Every year, that's Rosha B'Tchilasa. She Yisrael Oysen Atman Roshim B'Rosh Hashanah L'daber Tachanunim V'Tfila. Every year we walk in, and we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiroshin, like an Ani HaMavakish B'Pesach. A guy walks into Rosh Hashanah, how does he walk in? Does he walk in with saying, he goes to his closet, opens up the closet, 6 Hugo Boss suits with his beautiful shirts, 17 different types of socks, Argyle, without a style, whatever the names are, the socks he has. And he looks in his closet, and he comes to close the closet. Abish to this year, we got to go to the next level of suits. Louis Martellini from Italy suits I want this year. $750 suit. I want everybody to know I wear. I'm going to leave the sticker on, because I want everybody to know. I need those $450 shoes. I'm going to wear those shoes that everybody recognizes. That's $450. And we're getting cufflinks this year. I don't have those regular. I want the gold cufflinks, with a picture of Hugo Martellini on the cufflinks. And I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for more. I have it all already. I have 7 cars. There's 6 I don't drive. I need, this year I want 11 cars. My dog is taking driver's license. Keep your paws on the wheels, what's his name? Sammy. Keep the paws on the wheels. Make sure you look where you're going. They have new things, dog's driver's license. Special dog card they have, like I'm pushing now. I need one for my dog! This year, I better have it all, I have 7 cars. It's a Chazal toy, it's up to hit a grenade, I'm in front of the trumpet, it's a toy, it's the Lord Jesus. When we walk into Rosh Hashanah, Leo Rosh Hashanah in 2 weeks from tonight, from Friday night, when we walk in, Kohanei HaMevakesh BaPesach Yisrael Oysa Shai Roshan, we have nothing, because the new year of Zadin, everything that you thought you had, it doesn't exist anymore. You have to be Zaycha again. Kohanei HaMevakesh BaPesach, it's not the chat I have, but I want more. On Rosh Hashanah, you have now nothing. That was last year's stock, Hugo Borgatini. This year, you can all come down to nothing. I was talking to one of my talmidim in America, one of his relatives, popping pills, and he lost $75 million in the last year or two. He walked into, I'm not saying he's a chosh, I don't know who he is, but somebody walked into a shir, maybe, and somebody once came to Rav Scheinberg, and Rav Scheinberg, he came to Rav Scheinberg, he wanted a bracha, and Rav Scheinberg said, you should be zocher to be a millionaire. So the guy said to him, that's a klala. I'm already a big millionaire. I want to be a billionaire. I'm not a millionaire. What are you doing? What are you doing just millions? Maybe give me one of them. What are you doing millions? I want to be a billionaire. Scheinberg was joking. He came and he said he wants nothing less than a bracha to be a billionaire. He's a millionaire already. I want to see what happened to that guy. Nothing. People have millions and billions this year, today, there's nothing. You could have been a billionaire, and now you're collecting food, you're giving food stamps, but you're so embarrassed. So you have the Shoyim Shabbos bring you whatever, the Toyim Chay Shabbos bring you food, with a big, big house. I went to visit someone in America, a guy that made money when he was young, a lot of money. I came to the house was dark, pitch black. I had to go get one of my flashlights to get into the, to maneuver my way through the dining to the living room. And he comes in and he says, we could put on one light. It looked like Tisha B'Av, but only one light on. He has a problem with his electricity. This guy he can't pay his electric bill. His father tells him every day, make sure you turn off the air conditioner. This guy was rolling in the millions. It's not the pshat you have anything. It's always in a rush. The recognition that I have nothing, because it's all totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was totally me. If I could produce the cancer, if I could produce that struggle, if I could produce what I need, so then I could say I have something. But if it's all Mikla Tola, Chayim B'Tzoyna, the Nevi Shachayim, we're holding on to that strand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chayim that he's given. If he lets go, it's cold too. You had health. You had wealth. People are still healthy people, healthy specimens. They worked out in the gym, barbells. He used to lift a barbell with the back of his neck. He worked on his neck muscles. There was no arms or anything, just the neck muscle. Now he has a new thing. He's trying to lift with his nose. A nose muscle, he's trying to develop his nose muscle. No hands. He tries it with the nose. And he was so healthy, he used to look, that's a special. This is a fan. Cold tooth, dead, 46 years old. He woke up, he didn't wake up, he just didn't wake up. He never woke up. Little children, older people, kids run over in the mountains in the summer. Achmal Litzvan. When was the Nigzer of Oisai? The Rosh Hashanah, you can save him. Ke'oni. We have nothing. No health, no nothing. You have to re-zeichen it. But if you come in, Zokhtav Yitzchak, with that recognition that I have nothing, I'm going to go, I have only, I have gol nicht, I have nothing. as an army comes to a door begging, he knows to survive, he needs that piece of lechem. How does he come begging, please? A piece of lechem. So Rav Yitzchok, that is the skula, Kol Shana, if you really feel it. But if we walk around the whole year and our tefillahs are b'isad, we don't work on this, it's going to be very hard to come into Rosh Hashanah, b'isad. Because if we, what we learned today, that's the aside of all tefillah, according to the Medrash Tanchuma, how we are touching up. Tefillah is that recognition that everything comes, every single day, and everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if we don't understand, we don't think about it, if it's not part of our thought patterns, we're davening every day, so it's going to be very hard on Rosh Hashanah, b'isad. Parashas Kisavoy comes a few weeks before to melamed us, to get ready. The big day is coming when we have to make ourselves kirosh and to be zayich avedin. And how does a person do it? Baruch Hashem, today was a little better, but sometimes you come in here and davening, I'm not saying, oh, that's God. There's sometimes you come into places, it's the public library syndrome. Like it is right now. No, you don't know if you're holding Baruch Shammah, Shtabach, you can't tell. Total silence. Maybe you were holding in the silence from an essay. It's a little bit schwer, it's only 8 o'clock. And we didn't rush that quick. It's 8:10, and also, it sounds like the silence from an essay, but guys are sitting, so it can't be silence from an essay. If a guy really felt that he's an Ani Mavakish Pesach, if he felt that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who gives him everything, he'd been in there and screaming away. I'm not saying, but you have to do it like Carlin Stolen over here. But I would say, you would get out and scream out, Vanisiv Amat of a cold room, you would show your gratitude. You would talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything I have. Everything I have is from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halukah, and you would praise him and speak to him and get close to him and feel that it's garbage. And then when you dive in for the depths of your heart, it would be with such earnestness, with such seriousness. Baruch Aleinu, Rifa'enu. Eizu Avoyvah, she believed, as the Gemara in Tanis Davez, this Avoyvah, she believed to feel with the heart, deep inside, I really feel it. It's not fake. That it's from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I have and what I have. That's what tefillah is all about. L'tabeh, tefillah v'tachnun zokrashi. And those tefillahs are answered. When it comes from the depths, when it comes, Mikiroi Flibai, Zog the Gimoyin to Brahma Zabyud, Chizkiyo HaMelech was nigda on him, that he's not going to live because he wasn't Isaac, he thought he was have children that weren't Hogun, he wasn't Isaac in Puruvu. They Kishaya Nova came to the Kimeis Ato, you're going to die. Zog the Gimoyin. Chizkiyo said, that's it. Your nevuah is ended here, Yeshaya. Because we have a klal, if you're chev, chadu, munachas, al tavoro, shalom, odom, Baruch Hashem, the Gemara is mecham to the song, al-yim na'atum min ha-rachamim. Don't hold back from rachamim. What happened, v'yasiv, Chizkiyo, al-akir, zog the Gemara, yudom, and beis. Omar, zog the Gemara, she'hidavim, mikicho, isliboy, to the depths of his heart. The recognition that Chayim Mavis is not totally a Vilam in the Vuah, it's only a Kodesh Baruch Hu and only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mikiro Shlimoi! Chizkiyo was answered, he was granted life. Even though there was an exciting on him, he was given life because he died Mikiro Shlimoi with that recognition. And Roysai, we're holding 2 weeks before. I'm talking to myself. I told you many times, the schmoozing off of myself. I just have to have you because I told her, lock me up if I just scream this out to myself. But Lamaisa, this is the time, this is the man to get ready. And there's no greater way to get ready than the Koyach HaTzfilo B'Yisai. The first thing you have to come is man. You have to come on time. You have to prepare before, and as I learned this morning with Eli, you know, I'll say the Tzfilo, you have to prepare. Chasim HaRishoyim, they used to show you Hashua Achas, to prepare. What's this preparation to think a little bit? What am I going to do now? What am I going to do? Anything in life that you want to be successful in. And there's nothing in life, Rashi says many times, there's nothing in life that won't come through tefillah. There's nothing. Everything has to come through tefillah. Every single thing that we want to get is only through tefillah. Sometimes Rashi says, in the beginning when we first learned about tefillah, even when the Hashem wanted to bring up the shrubs, the plant life, all the vegetables and everything that was supposed to grow from the ground, he didn't bring it fully up. He brought it to the surface of the ground, and Rashi says he was waiting for man to daven and recognize that it comes from him. That was the first time he understood what tefillah was, and that's how every single thing in this world comes. It's waiting to be given, but only with that koyach tefillah that we recognize that it comes from him. So we wait a few minutes before davening. We come a few minutes before, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not going to kill anybody if it comes 2 minutes to eight. I'm sure you won't have to go to the hospital if you come 2 minutes to eight. If you come 5 minutes to eight, maybe. But 2 minutes to eight, nothing's going to run. And you sit for 2 minutes before, and you just think, what am I going to do right now? What do I have to do now? I'm going to talk to Rabbi Yisrael that I need things in this world, but I recognize that it comes from him. And second, Rabbi Yisrael, when we're davening, the anisa of our mind to the cold arm. Gratitude you express with a little enthusiasm, with a little bit of a voice. They should be able to hear you. I'm not saying you have to scream it out, like, but they have a little voice, just come in and deep it, you know. You finally get it out, and you're diving to some baba somewhere. You barely get the words out, to say, pronounce the words clearly. And to daven with a stickler spiritus, a feeling in the davening, and with a certain type of expression out loud. It's ma'ira, because I'll say it many times when a person does something out loud, it's ma'ira. A certain decibel level in this koyach atzvila, boy, said, when you see a man, you're showing gratitude. How you ever went over to a person? Thank you. Was that? Thank you. It's koyach, I didn't hear you. Say thank you to the person. He hears you. You speak to someone, you tell him. He has to hear you. You're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let him hear. Shalish want to ask you something else. It's a different din. But at least the Koyach HaTfilah, and it's brought down in the first one, you need to be able. But at least when we're diving, the Shvirus V'Shishpachis, the Mokom Rina HaTfilah, there should be a Mokom Rina of singing, with a nigun, with a voice. With spilers, with enthusiasm, your diamond HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you all. That's what it's all about, Rabbi. If you just want to answer, you have to hear what you're saying. The lips have to hear what you're saying. The ears have to hear what the lips are saying. This is the Yisoid of Yisai. This is the Achon of Rosh Hashanah. Tefillah. Understanding what we're doing in Tefillah. That's the purpose of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Ramban says in Amandi, where boy said, say, Pashas boy, this is the whole reason why we're created for. And if you saw the very, very Meduyik, that Rosh Hashanah is the day of creation, at least the day that the human, that Adam was created. That day, Zeh Yom Tchilas Ma'asech, look at the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Chazayim, according to the Mandom, Tishrei Neva Oilom. When the Ramban says, so for Pashas boy, this is the Tachlis of every Yid, what he came down to this world for. When Ramban zogt in the Halakha Ramban to go to Ramban, zogt Ramban, when Anisim Agdoilam and Fusha Adam Moed and Anisim Astorb Shem Yisrael Oilam, and that is the whole task, he says, to come into the Beis HaMedrash and to be Moed Eilav, to talk to Hashem and thank him and recognize what he does, the Nisim that he does for us every day, V'alisecha Shebechol Yoyim Imanu, every day there are Nisim that take place with us. And if it wasn't true, as the Stipler says, the Pashas, and one of the Pashas, because Perez, he said that if it wasn't true, we wouldn't be allowed to say it. We're not allowed to say Sheker Tvilo. Down in Sechon, Shebechol Yom Imanu, we say. V'kavon Esrom, V'zok, Shinamin Belukena bin Noida Elo Shubaredo. The Tachlis and the Kavod of all the mitzvahs, everything, all 613, is that we should believe in him and thank him and be moided to him and admit to him. Thank you is an admission. Like we're saying tonight, it's an admission, a Korah, an admission. Shubaredo. Vihi Kavonis Hayitzira. That is the Tachlis of the Yitzira. There was no reason for the Yitzhiyah return. Hashem created the human. All Hashem wants was one thing, to know and to be moed and to admit and to say it out loud, you are our creator, you are our boyre, and that's the whole tachlis of all of Yisrael. Zoktir, the Kavanah Shomer Tzakol, B'tfilas, the Kavanah Batek, and Assessus, V'zak, Zchut Tfilas, Arabin, V'zeu, Shiyel, they all the Mokum, Yiskavs, V'yodim, the whole inner, Betek, the Sios, but the Medroid, the Maila, everything, it all comes down to one thing, coming to the shul, thanking and recognizing that he's our boyre. That was the Kavanah of the Yitzirah. I just thought now, Rabbi Yisrael, Moiridik. Well, see, then we understand why it's such a big school, Rabbi Yisrael. Why the red string, not the red string, why getting in there and having to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being a Rosh and Rosh Hashanah and being Moirid and coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, we have nothing, you are the creator, you give it all, Rosh Hashanah, because that was the Kavanah of the Yitzirah, which took place in Rosh Hashanah Gufa. The Yitzirah of the other was the Rosh Hashanah, and on that day we come and we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have nothing, you're the Bayre, you're the Manik. There's no greater school than that, Rabbi. Mr. Asher, the Sofer, you'll see Moira de Katzloch in the coming year, Rabbi. Ad Kama, that a person feels that, he's guaranteed to have a Moira de Katzloch. Guaranteed, Dr. Yitzchok, it's guaranteed, Mr. Asher, the Sofer. So Ad Kama, that a person works on themselves to feel that gratitude, to feel that, to feel so indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel that it's all from him. Ad Kama, he works in these next coming weeks. Will be his hatzlocha for the coming year. Tonight, you got a. I'm expecting checks after tonight, but you got a. I gave you a moiridika opportunity, a moiridika. It's not mine, but it's from Yitzchak. Gave you a moiridika, Pesach, an opening for hatzlocha in the next coming year. Everybody, maybe I'll do that investment with the bubble gum, the peanut butter, chocolate bubble gum. Maybe it'll work this year. You know, I'll buy 742 lotto tickets. What should I do to have a tzlocha this year? Let's think about it. Let's go to the investment bankers, professors in Harvard with their bifocals, and we'll discuss how can I be successful in this year in my parnassah. How will I do it? Well, if I invest $400 in horses, I think I'll be successful if he wins the Kentucky Derby. I have to make sure the horse could walk. But maybe driver's license for dog, that's a good investment. On up and go, it's in the first shmooze. What can I do to be successful this year? Guaranteed, otherwise no one can give a guarantee. Rav Yitzchok says, Kol Shona, Shirosha, B'Tchilos, Yisasher Espesorifa, Hatzlocha for the coming year. Shteitach and Pasas, Vahoy Meresha, and Achris Hashan, Tos Tatzlach. Shbizoich and Eiz Hashem is Barak. To work! At this, we saw it in the camp, the Emeska, Bali Akkurat Hashem. I like the one that's just going to be done.